Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gonzalo Marquez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to home to get Santo. Cardenal moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lentz. Cardinal scores. Marquez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Popovich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires to first and picks off Kessinger. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Little hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Little trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten spins and fires to second, with Kessinger covering, and has Bacabella trapped. There's the throw to Santo, who tags Bacabella for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooten strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-2 in the game. Lentz hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Foley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marquez hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heiser, who is chasing the ball. Jorgensen reaches third base with a triple. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken Rudolph now catching. Ron Woods pinch hits for Larry Lentz. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Rudolph moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudolph scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Williams moves to second. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.